V'hayir l'taitafais beininecha, and they shall be for you as taitafais between your eyes. Very, very, very strange pasuk. What a taitafais, where is beininecha? Rashi points out this is tefillin shebaraish. Why this is tefillin shebaraish? Why is it called taitafais? Because there are four parashas, there are four separate pieces of cloth with the parashas written on them. They're in four separate sections of the tefillin shebaraish. And therefore, tat bekatfi, the word tat in the Lashon of katfi is two, and fat in the Lashon of African, of Afriki, is two. And therefore, two and two, in two different languages, distinct from Lashon HaKodesh, is four. And therefore, we learn from here that parasha, or the Tefillin Shel Rosh is four separate parashas, four separate compartments. The Ramban, however, has perhaps a more simple pshat. And says Toitafos is something that is, which is mentioned in the Gemara of Shabbos, Lebetetefes Levisambutin. And the Gemara there says, what is Toitafos? Hamakefes Ma'ezen La'ezen. And Toitafos, excuse me, is some kind of adornment that goes on the forehead. So there is some kind of fundamental difference between Tefillin Shel Yad and Tefillin Shel Rosh. The Tefillin Shel Yad is a sign, L'tais al yadecha. And the truth is, it's a private sign, because the Gemara Menachah says, V'haya l'cha l'ais al yadcha, l'cha ais v'l'cha emois. It's a private sign for you alone on your hand. And Rashi actually says in Gemara Menachah that it shouldn't be seen externally, and many people indeed cover their Tefillin Shel Yad. For that reason, it's a private thing. It's really a sign for the person that's wearing it. But Tefillin Shel Rosh is a toitefes. Toitefes is an adornment of the head. And in fact, the Gemara in Brachas tells us, and all the nations of the world will see that Hashem's name is called upon you and they'll be afraid of you. Says Rabbi Eliezer HaGadol, this is Tefillin Shel Rosh. When the nations of the world see a Jew adorned in Tefillin Shel Rosh, the tefillin glorify them, glorifies the Jew. It illuminates. That creates a sense of awe and fear, even for a non-Jew. So tefillin shel rosh are there to adorn us. It's a pe'er. It's glorious. That's why an avel doesn't wear tefillin on the omission of the Avelos, the first day of mourning, because it's pe'er, it's glorious. So first things first, to be sensitive to the fact that tefillin shel rosh are meant to be our glory, are meant to be a sign of pride. In fact, they tell a story of the Vilna Gaon, who came to be arrested, various trumped-up charges, and he would move away, the tefillin shel rosh, he'd move away the talis that was covering it, the gra was tefillin all day, and they ran away. The soldiers ran away. It happened time and again and again. Where every time the soldiers came to arrest the Vilna Gaon, he just showed them his tefillin and they'd run away. The Talmidim of the Vilna Gaon said, Rebbe, we also wear tefillin all day. And these things never happen to us. So the Vilna Gaon says, yes. It doesn't say tefillin shel rosh. It says tefillin shel barosh. It's not just that the tefillin themselves externally adorn us. It's what we do with them internally that creates the adornment that the wearing of the tefillin is an external expression of. Tefillin shel rosh, have you internalized the message of tefillin? Then indeed, they will be an adornment. So first thing to realize is that tefillin shel rosh is not just an external act. It's not just a sign that we put upon our foreheads. It's meant to be an external expression of an internal awareness.